Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. When you're 3-3, you're middle of the pack. You're mediocre, you're average. It's a bottom-line league, the NFL, and that record is the bottom line. Now, if we go deeper than the record, there are two ways to look at the Patriots 6 weeks into the season and one day after a disheartening loss in Seattle. They're either very close to being elite, since their three losses have come by a combined 4 points, or they just can't consistently close out the opponent. On Sunday, the latter certainly seemed to be the case.
Brady looks, fires to the end zone. It is incomplete, stopping the clock with 1 second remaining.
What?
Well, now they're going to say the Patriots don't have time. Intentional grounding.
It was a chance to put a lot of pressure on the opponent. That's how Logan Mankins described the end of Sunday's first half. Up by 7, and with a gift of a possession at Seattle's 24, there was reason to believe the Pats would go into the half ahead by 10 or 14. Two incompletions from inside the 5 preceded an intentional grounding penalty on Tom Brady that deflated the visitors and cost them points that they desperately would need 2 hours later.
That worst, we least thought we were going to get 3 points, but the fact we got the ball on the 20-yard line and didn't get anything out of it, you know, but another flag.
Play comes in from the sideline, certainly they're not thinking that, you know, we're going to have intentional grounding. You know, they're trust me to be smart with the ball and to get 3 at worst, and I just made a bad play.
There were plenty of those to go around by many players, especially in the second half. In addition to 0 points in the end-of-half sequence, a red zone interception early in the fourth quarter with the Pats ahead by 10 once again prevented them from keeping the pressure on the Seahawks. The Pats scored 1 touchdown in 6 red zone trips, by far their worst game of the year in that category.
We didn't really have the threat of being able to run the ball in that situation. I think that hurt us a little bit, but, you know, they have a good defense, and I think that's what it comes down to, and especially there in the red area and not being able to come away with points, it's disappointing.
In the previous 2 weeks, victories over Buffalo and Denver, the Pats ran the ball as well as they have in consecutive games in 34 years. In Seattle, they struggled running the ball, forcing Brady to throw it a career-high 58 times. It was not a formula for success, as the Pats' offense let itself down, allowed Russell Wilson to bring the Seahawks back to life, and left Brady trying to put his finger on why the Pats came back home 3-3.
I thought we squandered quite a few opportunities today, and certainly we all have to do a better job. And it starts with me.
Well, Brady certainly was willing to take his share of the blame, but obviously there was plenty to go around for the Patriots, including a defense that allowed 4 passing plays of 40 or more yards. This is sure to be an interesting week with the Pats trying to fix their problems and get over 500 as they get set to host the Jets on Sunday in their second divisional game of the year. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.